welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 185. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. I finally got that right.
That is a lot of fucking words.
I'm here with my boy, back finally.
Rem the Beaner's back.
What up, good? What's...
It's good to be back. We had some family issues. I was gone for about two and a half weeks. Not sure. Two episodes, for sure.
Two episodes, yeah, dude.
For sure. And I want to thank Joe, and I want to thank our buddy Pablo for filling on one of the weeks. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you to Pablo, yeah, dude.
But, yeah, we're back, and it feels good.
Missed you, man.
I missed you guys, too. It's been a while. It's been a tough fucking 2 weeks, but 3 weeks, whatever the fuck it was. And, yeah, man.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
And then we don't have to go as deep as you go for it.
Man. Yeah, you know, we had a family death in the family. Margot's mom passed away right after Easter, that Monday. And it's kind of weird because, like, I never really seen, like, a dead body before. Oh, wow. Yeah. And, like, my grandpa, but I wasn't really close, and I was really close to Margot's mom. I knew her for about 5 years, but she was like a second mom to me.
Awesome, man.
And, man, I broke pretty bad. Me and Margot, you know, we did a lot of crying and stuff. Yeah, and yeah. I never actually dealt with that kind of loss.
Yeah.
And then sitting in there and like in the hospital, like everything stops. Yeah. It's really fucking weird. Like every time stops. And you're kind of like sitting there, yeah. And she's laying there, and it's just like, damn, dude, that's a body right there.
Yeah,
it just feels really weird. And but we're still getting through it day by day. You know, she was a great woman, very strong, very funny, and she's gonna be missed. But she's in a better place.
Agreed, man. So yeah, if you do, we try to be there for you, Sergio and I, as best we could.
Yes, and I appreciate it, man.
So, yeah, dude, I mean, it's just always, yeah, dude.
It's tough.
I know you had to be strong for Margot.
Yeah, and I was crying like a little bitch.
But it's for good reasons and good purposes, laughing. Man. It's cool. We got a new toy this week, guys.
We did.
So, yeah, dude, I mean, you know, I missed you completely, dude.
And yeah.
Just, I tried to check up on you every few days or so.
Yeah, and it was cool, man. I appreciate that. It was...
catch you, man.
Going back to work was tough, and then because all the kids knew the mom because she worked there.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, she worked there, and then I've been busy as fuck, dude, with volleyball's over.
Good.
And God, thank God.
Oh, and 10?
We're 1-8.
Awesome. Okay.
Fucking suck.
That's not a winning record.
Big balls. And it was just, I'm glad it's over. Mm-hmm. Now we have track.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, my boss emails me. Hey, we're gonna do.
You're in charge of track?
Well, apparently now, because I'm a fucking track meet here, guy. I'm a champion.
This is very true.
I'm like, dude, I've never ran in my life. The only time I've ran is to like the fucking fast food line to get something. No, I don't know shit about track. I don't know shit about running. But
you just run.
It's right.
Hey, you run fast. Hey, run faster.
You gotta run fucking faster. You see that little girl? She already beat your ass. So. We're just...
holy shit, you have been chiming in the messenger with Sergio and I. You keep asking him.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, because Joe, Sergio. Sergio's supposedly a second grader, world champion of second grade when like 20 years ago. And I'm asking him about, you know, the 100. He goes, oh, I only do long distance, bitch. What the fuck?
That's awesome, dude.
But you know? True. So I'm just getting them ready. Like, we have 1600, which is a mile.
Yes.
We have a 100, which is 100 meters.
Okay.
200, 400.
Yeah.
400 fucks the kids up.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah,
I had a first grader, like, fucking pass out, almost hitting the gate.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow, dude.
I'm like, dude, you can't burn yourself out so fast.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But we're doing, they could only do three things.
Okay.
But I'm having them do everything, so that way they will be in shape and start getting stronger. And so we're just blasting through it. It's at May. It's at end of May. Saddleback College is gonna be a big thing. We have about 50 kids from my school.
Wow, that's a lot of fucking.
That's
schools.
A lot of a lot of kids at my school, and a lot of other schools are doing it too. So, I'm ready to watch them run.
Well, good luck, dude. I would say even don't do speed necessarily right away. Like, if you can work into running without stopping as long as at their own pace, that way their stamina builds up little by little.
That's pretty good. I like that.
And then when you do that, like have them do a few laps, and it's like every quarter of the fucking track, sprint.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Well, that's the thing. We don't have a track. So I have to measure everything out with my fucking feet steps and then put a cone.
Awesome.
You run one cone, two cone, three cone, four cone.
All right.
And then, and you know, but it's funny. You get these kids that think they're like, oh, yeah, I'll join track. I heard this kid's feelings on accident today, dude.
Please.
He's all like, coach, I think I want to do track. I go, fucking no way. No, no way. I've seen you run.
Yeah.
There's no way. And he got butt hurt. Like, he fucking sat there with his head down, and I'm like, fuck, I fucked up. He goes, wait a minute. I go, wait a minute. I'm gonna say a different name, so I'm just gonna.
Yeah, of course.
Wait. Is that Mikey? Oh, fuck, Mikey. I'm sorry. I thought you were fucking Jimmy.
Idiot.
My bad, Jimmy. I mean, Mikey, get your ass over there and let's see what you got.
Okay.
And you know, because I try to play it off that it was a different fat kid.
Of course, yeah.
And then
you're the best teacher ever. I know this, dude.
He fucking did. I go, listen, if you don't like fucking running, don't waste my goddamn time. Okay? I don't like running. That's why I don't do track.
Idiot.
Okay? If you don't like
that's
running,
that's why I have this whistle here. This
is why I'm writing shit down. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of here. Don't waste my time.
Awesome.
So, and then I go, it's gonna be a hot day, and I'm not gonna be there to babysit you.
Yeah. Make sure to keep hydrated too, though, by
fuck
the way.
Kid. Well, I tell him, drink a little bit of water while you're running. You're going to get sick. You drink too much.
Yeah, true. I'm not. Don't gorge yourself on water for sure. But pigs. Yeah.
So, anyways, that was my week. How was yours, my friend?
Okay, good. Well, good to see you. I missed you. I'm going to tell you that a few times. So, went to Vegas a few weeks ago. And let me tell you a morbid trip story real quick, dude. Go to Vegas. And I'm not going to mention any names, dude. But this was a trip, dude. So, I had a great time in Vegas. When I came back, I found out one of my friend's mom passed away.
Oh, it sucks, man.
So he took it really well. I mean, he didn't have the best relationship.
Was his name Adam?
No. What trip out, dude? So that was coming back. So that happened Friday. I was in Vegas. So that was Friday. And then yours was Monday.
Yes.
Your mother-in-law passed away. I believe one of my other friends, her aunt passed away Monday as well.
Wow.
Tuesday, one of my other friends, her dad had a stroke, I believe, or heart attack, and he was on life support, and they had to pull the plug on him.
Fuck.
So four friends, four people I care about, you know, that friends are there, and it was just a trip. Now,
that's crazy.
Emotionally draining for me because a few of my friends, and to top things off, one of my other friends, her son had some medical issues. He's racked up in the hospital right now. And
Jesus.
It was just like people hitting me up and reaching out to me. Like, I was emotionally drained for being there for them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell anyone that, you know, like, fuck, I got to, you know, get off the phone with somebody. Then it's like, crap, here it is again. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to be there for everyone. And as emotionally draining as it was for me to hear another story, like, I tried to be there for mm-hmm. you guys as best I could, and you guys, even in your bad moments you guys were going through the past week or so, that you guys were reaching out to me, and, like, one of my friends hit me up late at night, midnight, 1 o'clock, she goes, you know, sorry for laying this on you, but you're the only person I know that's up this late. And I'm like, mm-hmm. don't sweat it, you know. So, as long as I can be there for you guys, like, again, I didn't mention any names, and you guys know who you guys are if you guys listen. I did try to be there for you. I feel bad because there wasn't more I can do for you guys. Mm-hmm. So, but I was there, you know. So it just made me feel bad. But yeah, dude. So just that's about it. That and being there for you guys, working still my ass off, and at the office, we're losing a girl. One of our girls is moving back to Long Island Wednesday.
Jesus, Long Island.
So the office they don't want to hire anybody to take her spot. So
that's always fun.
Taking up her workload, and I am fucked. Not in a good way. So it's going to be interesting. And then on top of that, the second job, it's summer movies start this week.
Dude, May is like fucking busy with every goddamn week.
Yeah.
Is a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we got fucking Guardians.
Yep. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's in May? Mm. And you got the fucking pirate movie.
Okay, true that. Now, I'll go into that right now. Okay. So the coolest thing I did last weekend, summer movie draft.
Yes.
So we have, I have a list of actually the people that are in it real quick, dude. So we have Alan, who is in Florida. We Skype him in. We have Anton, who puts it, I'm sorry. Alan is local. He puts it together. Anton is from Florida. My buddy Arjul, Carl, Gianna, his daughter, was in it. She's like 13 years old, 11 years old, something like that. So she kicked ass, myself and Rosalind, dude. So it's pretty much like a fantasy football league. It's a $25 buy-in, and you auction off the movies. You start off with 100 credits, quote unquote, and yeah. then you auction off movies. I was banking up on Guardians, which I did pick up.
For how much?
Everyone picked up a grip load of movies. I only had two movies.
So you have two movies this whole fucking season.
Yeah.
You have two quarterbacks, two kickers.
Yes. Well, one of them's a stud quarterback. It's like having a Tom Brady and fucking the kicker that we fucking let go of last season. Our kicker that missed 20 fucking field goals.
Well, he deserved to get it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, how much money did you spend?
Okay.
On Guardians.
So my buddy Arjul fucking bumped it up, dude. So he was. Oh, and at first, this is my fourth year doing it. I won my first year out. I won last year. I'm the only one that's won twice. I'm not going to win this year. But everyone after the first year is like, he's going for all the comic book movies. Let him take his comic book movies. I destroyed everyone. Last year, went for more comic book movies and destroyed again. Okay. This year, RG jumps on, and I was waiting for Guardians, but it didn't pop out. We're literally pulling out these movies one by one out of a fucking hat, and it's a drawing. It was one of the last movies. So I spent, and we bet each other up to $69.
Damn, you spent like $70.
Yes.
And you have $30 left.
Yes, and so that's what I picked up, and I spent $69 on that. My second movie, I paid, the second movie has to do gangbuster numbers, is Alien Covenant. I got that for $11.
Damn.
So, the summer movie draft is whichever movies you end up with. The first 4 weeks domestic box office. That goes into your total pot with all the movies you have combined total at the end of the season, or the end of the summer. Whoever makes the most money off of their movies fucking takes the pot.
I don't know, dude. I mean, Guardians, the date it comes out,
is going to be huge.
Yeah, but there's so many movies coming right after it.
Yeah, and I have the list too. Okay, so here's the second tier. Right. So that's the first tier, the actual people that are in it. Second tier, Alan jumped on or set up this year. If you guys want to jump on, it's open to anyone. So he has the list of all the movies at the price ranges we each got them at.
Okay.
So jump on to, I put the link in on Instagram, comic_syndicate. Go to that. Click on the link there if you guys are interested. It's for free. I'm going to try to figure out a way if you guys want to do it for money or possibly the winner that possibly gets you guys to co-host the show, Skype you guys in. But it's open to anyone again. And out of the movies that we paid for them, it's up to you guys, without going over $100, you guys choose what movies we chose within that number bracket and just stay below or up to $100 and that's how you guys win.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
So it's a second tier and it's the first year rollout. It's cool, dude. I love this movie draft, except I got fucked this year.
Man, $70.
I'll keep you guys updated throughout the season though, man.
Game over.
Yeah, dude. Okay. So that's all I got, man. That show, we will catch you guys.
What else happened?
Go for it, man.
I fucking been playing some. A lot of Zelda. I got the.
I got
a fucking Nintendo Switch off of Craigslist. Mm. Off some fucking dude.
Okay.
Spent about $30 more than what I'm sure worth, dude. Because you can't fucking find it. Thank you, Nintendo. Nintendo, man. So I got the Switch and the Zelda game. You played old school Zelda, right?
Love it, dude.
And it's. I've died so many fucking times, because if people haven't played Zelda, it's not a regular game where you could just, I'll just level up and I'll get stronger and stronger and stronger.
You have to complete the mission.
Missions, and you get hearts, so you don't get experience. You just get one heart of life.
Yeah.
So, it's like I said, it's not like, I'm starting at level 1 and then I'll get to level 30, I'll be like fucking unstoppable. No, you're stuck with the
X amount of hearts
and stamina.
Yeah.
And your weapons break all the time. So you can't have that one fucking sword because it'll break maybe after two battles, and you have to pick up new ones.
That sucks.
It's a lot hard. It's a hard game, but it's a beautiful game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And It's pretty dope, dude.
Right on, dude. Okay, funny you mentioned that, dude. And funny that you mentioned Nintendo's a fucking bastard because they are.
They're fucking... Fuck you, Mario.
The weird thing is I had some downtime, and I've had Smash Brothers for the 3DS for the longest time. And it was a few weeks ago, and I had picked up Mega Man, the Anthology series, so 1 through 7 from the original NES series. And back when I was a kid, when I was playing them, I was this beast, dude, and I could pass these games.
Now, fucking Mega Man's hard.
Now playing them, it's fucking hard, dude.
Hard, dude.
So I played the first one, didn't get far. I'm like, fuck this, I'm going to jump into the second one, and I remembered more of like, okay, this weapon beats this boss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was easier. I'm still not at Dr. Wily yet. And then I'm like, fuck this game. Mega Man's too fucking hard for me, so I have 3D... Smash Brothers.
Okay.
It's dope, dude. So you can be Link. You can be fucking Pit from fucking
You play the computer or you play against other dudes?
Okay, trip out. Okay. So I had taken my DS to work one day, and it was, you know, I told my supervisor and he was tripping out. Like, oh fuck, I should bring mine in. So he picked up fucking Smash Brothers.
When you guys supposed to be working?
No, well, we took lunch. my supervisor. We took lunch at the same time and we're just smashing up on each other, dude, which is kinda cool. Thank you. And so it was cool, dude. So now Alan, who put together the movie draft, he has a 3DS. And then Anton, who's from Florida, we fucking connected. We each picked up Triforce Heroes, which is a Zelda game. Okay. And we linked up. And you have to use teamwork completely on this game. And I had a fucking blast fucking playing it. Because
that's cool, man.
We're not in the same room. And there's no way, minus, I don't even want to say emojis, but like pictures of anything on the bottom screen, you press it like, no, stupid, not that way. Right. And like, there's no way, like, hey, dude, you have the bombs, you go up there. So I'm with my bow and arrow, like, shooting, like, right. Dude, shoot your bomb right here, motherfucker. And he's walking around, dum-de-dum-de-dum. It's like, no, motherfucker.
You know, there's a thing called fucking telephones. I don't know if you heard of it.
I know.
You guys could have used your cell phones to talk to each other.
It was fun because it was frustrating, and nice. It was cool because I haven't nerd out on a video game in the longest time, dude.
See, it's cool to play fun games like that with your buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you start playing like Modern Warfare with Surge and his asshole friends.
And his asshole friends.
Fucking dicks, bro. Penis face motherfuckers,
even little kids when you link up, though, and play online with little kids, dude.
I fucking suck at these. I fucking suck at these games. And I get it worse from my teammates. We're on a fucking team, and it's like, why the fuck are we losing? Oh, fuck my life. We got fucking Garza there with two kills and like 19 deaths.
Awesome, dude.
So it destroys your ratio, right? And these guys are so fucking good. How can you be so good at, you have two deaths and like 60 kills?
They're gamers, dude.
Yeah, but then there's only 100 kills in the fucking game.
Classic games and I can rock out, but these new ones I can't. Nah.
I want my old school turn-based Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
JPRGs. That's what that's what I like.
Yeah.
Fuck these other games. And Sergio, he's the only nice guy on there. And I know he's frustrated because you know who the fuck wants to lose.
Yeah.
So sure. I don't even play. Like, I would just go invisible. So they couldn't see me and like try to like, hey, come fucking
snipe people. You're the vulture of the bunch.
Go fucking run out there with your hands up and just get shot up.
We're going to draw them out.
So we'll see where they're at.
You draw them out.
See, and then you ruin your score. But games like that are so much more fun and so less stressful. Like, I was fucking sweating playing these games, just sucking ass.
Kind of, dude. Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm just gonna sit here. Like sometimes, bro, I would just go to a tree and just chill there and hide, do nothing. That way, if I don't have any deaths, the other team's not actually winning.
True.
And I can't get any kills.
Damn.
Who gives a fuck? Right,
but you're kind of like you're handicapping your team.
No. If I'm hiding, I'm actually helping them because they're not losing.
Okay, true.
Because they're not killing me.
Yeah, but you could have an actual guy that knows how to play too.
I mean, I know how to play. I mean, you just use the controllers, but I you got to know the map. You got to know guns. You know what? Fuck Modern Warfare. I'm over it.
So if you guys want, dude, I'm on Triforce Heroes. I picked that up, and I'm on Smash Brothers. If you guys want me to add you guys, let's smash it up or let's link it up. I'm fucking totally cool to do that. When I have downtime, but just give me a heads up.
Yeah.
Message me, Instagram me, tweet me, whatever you guys want to hit me up. Definitely do that, dude. I'm down to hook up on my downtime, which...
Cool, man. Hit me up on Nintendo Switch. Like, you can add friends and shit if you have it or not. I was talking to one of your buddies, Oscar... I don't know his last name. But he's one of your buddies, okay. I believe. Or our buddies, but we're talking a little bit about games and shit.
Very cool, dude. So,
I forgot his last name. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, no problem. All right, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
100, yes.
All right, man. Episode 85, we entitled hashtag come free.
Okay, yes. We're a little late on this fucking...
Twitter love shout-outs. Okay. We hit Twitter, Facebook, Instagram messages. We hit just headlines. What the fuck news? Girl tries to poison mom for taking away iPhone.
I believe it. I see kids with their iPhone. I take kids' iPhones away, and I get fucked up from school.
Next one, we hit man cleared after admitting he put bodily fluid in woman's coffee. Hence, probably.
Oh, I remember that one. That was good.
Sex facts we hit. People who had worse sex than you in 2014. I forgot.
I don't think anybody has worse sex than me back then.
This guy. What? Everyone's having better sex than me. As long as you have sex, you're having better sex than me right now. I'm too busy, dude. We hit comic news, comic reviews, and books of the week. Chrononauts number one. We hit a new segment. 5 and 6 is when I first busted up my five reviews in 6 minutes.
Oh, I remember that.
That was the first one, dude. We hit Black Widow number 16, Punisher number 16, Frankenstein Underground number 1, Loki Agent of Asgard number 12, Invisible Republic number 1, Hulk number 16, Red One number 1, Outcast number 7, and Magneto number 16, which was Book of the Week.
We read, I mean, that's when you had one job, and I had a security job, so we had nothing but time.
To read, yeah. And I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, so it was just
I had a girlfriend.
And speaking of now, dude, like, we should be called the Syndicate soon, because if the office, I'm going to be fucked at the office. I might have to go in at 7 now
in the morning? Pick
up Slack, and...
7 in the morning?
Yeah.
Damn. We're at 8 to 5
now, and then hitting up the second job, and we're slammed at the second... My life is fucked. I am going to have no life soon.
You've been with no life for 2 years.
I have no time already, dude.
2 comics a week.
You know what?
That's the only I could do.
It might have to be that way. Now, on Instagram, we got this a few weeks ago, dude, but I'm finally going to be able to hit it. On Instagram, we got hit up by an old friend, Freddie Perez. Remember Alf?
Yes, I do remember Alf.
This is his older brother, Freddie, and I'm pretty sure you know Freddie.
Yeah, I remember Freddie.
He says, hey, you coming up for Comic-Con in San Jose? So he's actually a fucking... I don't want to say astrophysicist.
Oh, you say astronaut? I'm like, damn.
But he works on fucking rocket ships, so kind of type of deal.
Nice. Rocket scientist.
And I don't even know if he listens, dude, but it was cool that he hit us up randomly out of the blue. He's like, if you do, it's my hometown. Let me know, man. You guys are welcome out. So he wanted to know if we were going to get in.
I'm Skinny Arnold.
Yes.
Dark skin.
Freddy. But yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool cat, dude. And again, I didn't know he listened, but the fact that. Are you guys going to be out here for this con? Cover it so you guys can show with me.
In San Jose.
Yeah, it's a drive, dude. Woo. And another one I had hit you up prior before. I don't know if this... Two Freddies hit me up, dude. Freddie Prince on Instagram. He was like, I was wondering, and this is Cool Cat, dude. He's Laser's brother. Used to wrestle with Laser.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie used to wrestle, too. He wrestled with my younger brother. He says, I was wondering if there was any way I can sit in one day so I can see how you make a podcast. He says, I was thinking about starting one, but I wanted to see if I could pick your guys' brain next time you guys are available.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And just sit in, or we'll figure something out.
The room's really fucking small.
It really is.
I mean, we've got one table, and...
And I miss Sadie, so... Or even Sergio, it would be a tight fucking...
We would need another mic, for sure.
Fuck, dude. Okay, we'll talk about that. Dude. Okay, man, that's all I got for shout-outs, dude. I do have articles, but... Yeah, let's hit one real quick, dude. That. All right, cool. We're making good time for as much as we've spoken about, dude. First article I have is, what the fuck do you use? Robot arms are now teaching each other how to work.
Robot arms?
Yep.
Okay.
So this robot arm made by Right Hand Robotics is teaching other robot arms how to pick up objects. The multi-fingered gripper was built with an extending suction tool in the middle and a camera that's able to analyze objects to help determine the best way to pick them up and hold them.
Nice.
Images are processed by an algorithm that will then help other robot arms learn what to do.
I'm picturing a fucking classroom with one giant robot and then all these little robots in the seats looking at them picking up fucking sticks and shit. Humans.
The way you made it sound like
it sounds like that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, like.
Okay, no, wait, but it's kind of true. Now, trip out still, because this is going to go somewhere right now. The new skill will help factories and fulfillment centers like Amazon's to fill orders more efficiently.
Ooh, there goes workmen.
Right Hand Robotics is still testing and refining this process. Hold that thought.
Okay.
But one thing is certain, factory jobs for humans will soon become a thing of the past. And like you said, boo, humans, right?
Jesus.
2 weeks ago, last week, I went to McDonald's. I'm not a fast food guy. Went to McDonald's with my buddy RG. And the one by the Tustin Marketplace, dude.
Okay.
We walk in and there's a giant tablet now that you can fucking order your fucking food on.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those on videos. Okay,
first time I fucking tried it.
And it's way better than the fucking experience you have that person staring at you at the other end of the register like,
yeah,
you fat motherfucker.
And by the time I finished my order and paid for it, debit card, it's like, Joe? Well, fuck me. Like, it's that fucking fast.
Yeah.
I'm curious how it is on a busy day, but like you said, poof gone office workers.
Well, some of these motherfuckers, you stand there and they're staring at. They hate their job for one.
True that.
And it's I always say, dude, it's not my fault. You're a fucking McDonald's dude. Don't blame me.
Okay, true that. Yeah.
Don't fucking blame me. Now give me my extra fries.
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking Jew.
This fucking guy.
So.
Okay. So interesting because you used to work at Amazon. Pablo still works there. Jesus. And now that they're doing this at McDonald's, Skynet's taking over.
Pretty soon, dude.
It seems like it, right?
Pretty fucking soon.
So the only thing that's weird, though, like, okay, cool, get rid of the cashiers, but I still want somebody cooking my burgers and chicken nuggets back there.
It'll probably cut the workload in half, right? Like, say you have 10 workers, now you only need 5 to cook.
That's exactly what it is, dude.
And then make sure the robots are not fighting with each other.
I guess that's true. Who are you sleeping with? Yeah.
Trump.
This fucking guy. Okay, next one's going to be wristband monitors your blood alcohol content while you drink. I think this is pointless, but thought it was kind of intriguing.
I mean...
Go for it.
Do you really... When you're drinking, right? Oh, I'm fucking wasted now.
Idiot.
So I better stop drinking.
Like, that's the first thing that came to my head.
Like, what the fuck? Like...
You're drunk. Hey, stupid. You don't know what you're talking about.
Sir, why are you talking to your hand?
Idiot, right?
Fucking wrist.
Totally. Okay, like, perfect analogy. Yeah, right? We don't even need to go into the article. Because why would you want to pick up a monitor that will tell you, hey, stupid.
Yeah.
Or the next
that's
morning.
Why, that's why people get married. They have their wives tell you that.
Exactly, right? You don't need to hear the nagging, right?
Hey, fuck face.
And the next morning when your alarm goes off and it's like, I bet you hate the world today. Yeah, I
would throw extra it loud too, so it just hurts your ears.
Oh, totally. So again, interesting but pointless.
Pointless.
Too?
Like all what right. The? I can see if maybe the bartender would like, let me see your fucking wrist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Okay, but again, you're
like cops too. Let me see your fucking wrist.
True that. Now I don't drink and drive, so I don't care, and I don't get any sleep anyway. So even if I'm hungover going to work the next day. Which kind of does happen sometimes.
I can't do that anymore.
3 hours sleep, you know, it's like, I can fucking do it. That happened this weekend, kind of.
Oh, man.
I had off Sunday yesterday, finally, though, dude. Finally got to hang out with my family, dude.
Oh, yeah? Extra drinking on that, or what?
Dude. No, not till I got home, dude. But yeah, I know, right? And we're drinkers anyways. All right, dude, and last one's going to be world's last male. Northern white rhino gets help from Tinder. Ever heard about this
Tinder.
Article?
Tinder.
Okay, file. Oh, gosh, no, I'm sorry. Nairobi, Kenya. The world's last male northern white rhino has joined the Tinder dating app as wildlife experts make a last chance breeding effort to keep his species alive.
Jesus.
This guy's going to have more luck than me.
Oh, he's already getting laid like nonstop.
He's had rhino orgies already.
Like, there's just rhino bitches waiting with their ass open.
A rhino broad has fucking done a rail off his fucking rhino cock by now.
Oh, it's bad. That's
so
sad.
That's all I got.
He's
for that.
He's boning one and horning the other with his horn, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right, man. Last one I'm going to hit, dude. 12-year-old set for amateur MMA debut.
Okay.
12 years old. Dude.
12 years
How
old.
How do you feel about this? This is a quick article. I was going to end it on the last one, but this one. Japan is known for its circus fights and mixed martial arts, but it's being taken to a potentially dangerous new level. According to WMMA rankings, 12-year-old Momo will make her MMA debut against 24-year-old Momoko Yamazaki at Deep Jewels 16th on May 20th.
Oh.
The fight will be contested at minimum weight, 95 pounds. Yamakaze holds a 2-3 amateur record. Do you have any questions yet?
Well, it's 95 pounds.
True.
You still could get knocked the fuck
exactly.
out.
Exactly. We'll finish it up on your thoughts, dude. This bout marks the most high-profile debut of a fighter under 18 since super prospect Mizuki Inoue, began her professional MMA career, totally butchered her name, at 16 in 2010. Inoue was already a kickboxer prior to her transition to MMA.
Gee, I mean, these people have cool fucking names, even though we can't announce, like, pronounce them. Bozuki, Halake, like, you know, that's like crazy shit. But
that was still racist what you said,
right? Yeah, that's all right.
You probably said a bad word. Didn't we say fuck this, fuck that, anyways?
But it's like, maybe I wouldn't have my son fighting a 24-year-old. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's cut the article there, dude, because I'm in the same boat as you, dude. Now, a 12-year-old fucking kid, I don't even think physically is their brain, their body is not 100% grown, so it's kind of, it is fucked up, straight up. I mean, granted, leave it to Japan to do something like this. It would not be, U.S. standards would not fucking...
No, but what if he was, like, a super fucking Asian fighter, like a Bruce Lee type dude, and he can hold his own? Like, they're not going to just pick some fucking one of my kids.
And it's a girl.
And go fight. And it's a chick.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I'm pretty sure she could probably hold her own. Yeah. Or they wouldn't even consider. It sounds like she's fighting a dude. That's not right, right? She's fighting a chick, right?
She's fighting a chick.
Okay. They all sound like fucking males to me.
Twice her age. So she's
twice 12. Her age. I heard
that. So still an adult. Physically, you have grown. Your body has fully grown into what you've become. 12 years old.
That's a seventh grader.
Yeah.
The seventh going into eighth grader. Mm. I'm thinking of my seventh graders and like... Well, some of them, go for it, get your ass kicked. But some of them, like, fuck, I don't know, bro.
Just go for it, get your ass.
Coach, what do you think I should do? I think you should just
tap out.
You know, to be cocky, put your hands down. Who puts their hands
put
up?
Put your hands down.
And just go with it, bro.
Oh, man, dude. Okay, go I with love it, man. I fucking miss the fucking mics, dude. All right, commercials. Do you want to hit them or should I?
Go for it. Yeah, I got them. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com, and you'll find an orange banner and a black one. The orange one, if you're buying anything off Amazon, and you want to help us out a little bit, just go and click that orange one, and we get a little piece of whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you any more money. It just gives us a little bit to work on all our equipment and stuff like that we put out for you guys. The black one is Prime, and that's 30 days free trial of Prime is free shipping, 2-day shipping, sometime 1 day. You get free books. You get free fucking movies. Mm-hmm. You get everything fucking... Amazon is just it rules the world, so might as well get on board with it. And if you don't like it, cancel it before the 30 days because they will charge your ass, and Comic Syndicate is not responsible for that.
There you go. All right, guys. You guys can go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Fuck, it feels good to be on the mics again. So everyone, like Adam mentioned, thank you for jumping on, supporting us. We've gotten a lot of new equipment. We know we sound a lot better. So going back to the recorder kind of sucked.
But yeah, I bet.
Feels good to have a mic in front of my face again.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back with
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, where you're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. We got comics. Comic.
A comic.
Okay, comics.
We got comic news, I guess.
Comic news sounds good.
Star Wars episode 8-9. And Indiana Jones get new release dates. So normally the Star Wars movies have been coming out. The Force Awakens.
Yes.
December. The next Star Wars is going to come out this year.
Yes, December.
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Which looks fucking awesome.
Looks dope already, the trailer. And as opposed to the next part after that, episode 9 coming out December, they're going to move it now to May release.
Oh, right where May the 4th be with you and shit
I guess, kind of. Yeah, dude, May 24th, dude. So it's interesting.
Because that would be a Friday. May 5th, Friday, right?
Are you fucking Rain Man on me all of a sudden?
Dude, I am like, I got fucking dates in my head. Like, I got to track meet. I got to think that. Dates.
All right, cool, man.
I think it's Friday.
Next Star Wars spinoff movie announcement will arrive in May this summer. So it's
we still got the Han Solo shit coming out, right?
Yeah, Han Solo, they're working on that, man.
Okay.
This one was interesting. Star Wars, Ewan McGregor would be happy to do Obi-Wan Kenobi spinoff movie. He was Obi-Wan Kenobi. Fucking Trainspotting. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
The Obi Kenobi for our age, yes. Yeah, is he still alive?
Yeah, he looks good for his. Not
God,
the original
I haven't seen
one.
Him in anything.
But yeah, yeah, dude, I like that guy. He's a, great
he's a good
actor.
Dude.
Next one's going to be interesting. Mark Millar and Sean Murphy's Chrononauts movie lands screenwriter.
Really?
Yeah.
That was actually a good series of comics.
And the best way to put it is like Top Gun, two best friends that are assholes, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And two best friends that.
Yeah, Maverick and Goose, dude.
Totally. Except if Goose was ballsier and didn't die.
True.
But, you know, they're both Mavericks.
Yes.
Like, they both are assholes, but they love each other. They back each other.
it's that reminds me of the kids. They did. We'd play volleyball. And I'm like, dude, we got to fucking do the Maverick and Goose, bro. The hand five.
They
like,
didn't know what it
who?
Is.
Who? Fuck my life. Tish, tish. And it took us like four or five times. I'm like, forget it.
You know what? The man
get
stud
it.
That can always nail that with me with a loud at the end. That sounded a little. Is Val.
I know. I've seen you guys fucking.
We rocked the shit out of that.
Who's Goose and who's Maverick?
Bitch. And then Pablo's number two, dude. But okay, that's all I got for that. We have next one's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy drops this weekend, guys.
Yes.
And that one is going to be. Whoever watches it, if we record Monday, we're going to get put up tonight. Whoever watches it listens to this. If you watch it, if you don't know, this one's going to have five end of the trailer or end of the scene cut snips.
Like, consistency or like stop?
Multiple post-credit scenes.
Credits,
so I guess throughout
stop.
The credits, there's going to be five of them.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward
well,
to it.
Well, they got a lot of shit to cover.
Captain Marvel. They got to probably jump into fucking Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
They got to do Captain Marvel, so I did say that. They got to jump into Spider-Man Homecoming. Possibly.
Some Thanos, bro.
Some Thanos, yeah.
You got to rip people. You got to put that back in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that purple dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right? Yeah, right, dude. Okay, and that is all. Geoff Johns is writing Teen Titans show.
Oh, okay. Cartoon?
I believe it is a cartoon, dude.
Okay, cool.
Next one's going to be Josh Williamson, which we love him, dude. We've had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Writer of Ghosted. And
we have had him on the show, writer. Which we're the only ones that listen to it.
He's scripting Batman number 22. He's co-writing it with Tom King.
Oh, yeah. I believe so, because they're doing that little crossover event, yeah. Which I'll be going over later
he's
on.
He's writing Flash right now, and I'm yes. liking Flash. All right, man. That's all I got for comic talk. Do you want me to hit it up first?
Like, go for it, dude. Light it up.
First one I'm going to review, dude, is going to be X-Men Blue number 2. Colin Bunn's the writer, George Molina's the artist, Matt Mealy's the inker. This title starts off in an old tow truck housing facility in Madripoor, where we see the first encounter between young Jean Grey and Magneto. Their first meeting for this particular idea of Magneto is now. So the original five X-Men have been brought to our timeline, and they're stuck here. And he understands how people perceive him. They perceive him as a threat, a villain, a monster, a terrorist. Like, he is all these things, and he knows it. Granted, he's an anti-hero? He's an anti-hero, right?
He's an anti-hero.
I mean, he's fighting for the good now, but...
But it's kind of weird, like...
But he does the dark things that people... He's ready to kill.
The history he's gone through, you think that him being a terrorist is kind of counter to what
he's
been through?
Yes, it kind of counterbalances,
like he's
right?
Seen terrorists. Mm-hmm. He's seen that, and he's become what they're saying, just like that.
Okay, that makes sense. So he's an anti-hero.
Kind of weird, right?
But, okay, well, we can
go into that. Go in that later. Go on your review.
He knows that with his old ideals, which you were talking about, now along with his new ideals where he's... trying to fight for the good fight, I guess. And even now, with mutants getting a second chance at humanity and living again after the whole new Inhumans thing, war they had, he knows he can't be the face of any team or crew.
Right.
So he decides to recruit the youngsters. He tries to convince young Jean, along with the other youngsters, to join him. So Iceman, Angel, young Cyclops, young Beast, and her, Jean Grey. So just because of the history that Jean has had with Magneto, she's extremely hesitant to help him out at all, dude. Mm-hmm. Let alone trust him, like, no.
While he wears a helmet?
Yeah.
At all times?
Yes. Now, it's really cool. And I even put this down, dude. Like, he pulls a stunt that to prove that he's on the level with her.
Okay.
And he does what you just said. He takes off his helmet so she can read his mind.
Oh, shit.
Now, it was dope just to see the panel because she closes her eyes, and then you see her close her eyes in one scene using her abilities, and then the next panel is her, and she's like, starts shedding tears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fuck, what did you see, bitch? Like, mm-hmm. And she's like, she agrees off of that, you know, after she agrees to help him, dude. But even in doing so, she knows deep down that it would be harder to convince the other four X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
So that's hers. So now the next few panels are the current kids, the X-Men, kids facing off against Magneto in training. So the danger room, for the most part, dude. And it looked like they were fighting him, dude. So we see some really good teamwork panels with Jean now in charge of the X-Men. Originally, it was Scott Summers who was in charge, leader of the X-Men. But this younger rendition of the team, now in our world, timeline... It's Jean Grey is the leader of the team, which is
I agree on that too.
But that's what made Scott, you know, or Cyclops.
Made him who he is.
Yeah. So anyways, that was real cool just to see the teamwork, dude. Then we get some dialogue about, you know, that they are actually training purposely to fight Magneto. Like, she's setting these up like, all right, we're working for him, guys, but if he ever snaps or we ever need to combat him, we need to be prepared.
That's a tough fight.
And yeah. So it was really cool to get that aspect from the kids, dude. They end up getting smoked. Two of the teammates weren't there, so it was fucking Beast wasn't there and Iceman wasn't there. Actually, no. It was fucking... Beast was one of them. Fuck me.
Was it Angel?
Bobby was there and Angel was there, actually, dude.
Okay.
Anyways, dude, they end up getting smoked again, dude. And we come to see Scott, like, I'll talk to one of the guys that didn't show up. It happens to be fucking young Hank McCoy.
Okay.
And they just, weird, this incarnation of these characters, they don't like each other.
No, I mean, he tried to bang his chick, and it's not his chick anymore.
Yeah?
And, I mean, bros and girls, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, dude. And it's cool, we get somewhat of an apology between Scott and Hank. Like, they kind of mesh or, like, you know, bury the hatchet type of deal. Which was interesting to see, but it was still something weird. So now, after this training session, young Jean Grey walks back in, and Magneto asks, like, how was training today? She's like, were you watching? He says, this is not a school. You aren't students. And I'm certainly not your headmaster. Those are shoes I could never hope to fill.
Nice.
So he's treating them with respect. Like,
were they fighting just random dudes? Or were they fighting like a Magneto?
Just straight up Magneto fucking...
one Magneto in the danger
and
room.
He fucking killed them.
Like, yes.
It's like, stop program. So it was cool, dude.
Nice.
Then it from there, it goes, jumps back to 2 months ago to their initial meeting from the get-go of the comic, mm-hmm. dude, where we get what she experienced when reading his mind. She was cloaking herself so she could dig deeper into his head. So she, once you get entered his mind, and he's trained his mind to this point where even without the helmet, he's a hard fucker to crack.
Yeah, I mean, even in the fight with the Inhumans, that guy jumped in and was like, fuck this.
Yes, you're a twisted motherfucker.
I want to go to another motherfucker.
Yes, so that was cool. And so she knows, like, okay, he's got traps. And his mind, these panels are awesome because it's a labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the upside-down staircases. Oh. So she makes duplicates of herself so she can go into different wandering rooms. And she comes across one. And even that splash page is nice to see. And she's like, I know he can read where I'm going. And she sees some, like, weirdly lit room. And she's like, this is probably where he doesn't want me to go in. And as soon as she walks in the door, she sees a young kid on his knees in that fucking prison guard fucking pajamas.
Jesus.
And his hands are bloody, and the kid is crying, and he looks up at her. And she sees him like, fuck, this is what you went through.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great to see, dude. And then she even says, coming out, she's like, he's lost so much. He wants peace so badly. I can feel it, but he's so angry.
Wow.
So it was great to see. And that's why I always love the villains in comics, because their stories are normally more tragic. What makes a good guy a bad guy is beautiful to me, dude. So yeah, anyways, dude, that was one of my books of the week. Go for it.
Very cool. I read Batman 21, which goes into Flash. I have the number up when I redo it.
21.
And then so we got after the Iron Bane arc, this has been my staple of reading. I haven't read a lot anymore, but after reading that
Tom King is killing it.
King,
dude,
has taken the reins
from Batman.
Snyder and has ran with it very well. This new arc, we start off with the Watchmen button that had appeared way back when the series started, and they kind of went away from it, and they're coming back to it. And Batman is looking into it. Before that, we got a panel with, I didn't get the first part of this, the hockey players fighting.
Oh, that was just like a kind of side story.
Side story, okay.
Because it makes sense. The way this comic was broken down was beautiful.
Yes, it was. I go to it. The story, anyhow, after he tosses this butt, he's looking at it, he's playing with it. He tosses it on the table next to the pirate's
Psycho
mask.
Psycho Pirate, who's been part of the Batman store since issue
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Did he make that character? Or has he
no, been? Psycho Pirate is an actual like C okay. character that's like a, I don't want to say mind reader, but he's the one that can influence you.
Okay, so it reacts to the mask, and Batman sees, I believe it opens up a door.
Kind of, yeah. That's
and
pretty much what happens.
We see Batman's father, I believe it's Earth 2.
Thomas Wayne, yeah.
Or not Earth 2, but...
Okay, guys, look at it this way, dude. So there's a different multiverse, I guess, where... The best way to put it, if initially in Crime Alley, if it was not his parents, Bruce Wayne's parents, that passed away, it was
Bruce,
the wife, actually Bruce, it was straight up Bruce, died, which causes a rift between the parents, Martha Wayne and Thomas Wayne, to the point where he becomes Batman. His dad becomes Batman, but because he's so upset about losing his kid, he does what Batman, our Batman, does not do, and he kills.
And they make it even more fucked up. His mom actually becomes the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. But anyhow, Batman calls up the Flash. Like mm-hmm. the dad comes for a couple seconds and leaves something and takes off. Anyhow, Batman calls up the Flash and tells him, hey, you need to come over here. And the Flash replies, you know what? I'm kind of fucking busy. I'll be there in about 60 seconds.
Oh, which is dope, dude. He's like, I'm taking care of all these bad guys.
Bad dudes right now. And in which time, Reverse Flash shows up.
Which really...
In the Batcave. Really lays into Batman, beating him. And each panel has a time stamp of 60 seconds. So you got a countdown. And which was great because Batman's trying to stall.
As for 1 minute.
For one fucking
against
minute.
Against a guy, the Flash.
And, dude...
He gets rocked,
dude. The Reverse Flash, if you don't know, he's a yellow suit, bad guy, obsessed with Wally. Yep. Anyways, he beats
the
shit out of Knox. And you see the 45
like,
seconds.
100 hit combos.
Yeah, and then Batman's getting his own. He starts fighting a little bit. But, you know, the Reverse Flash is like, dude, you fucking suck. And he goes, well, you know what, dude, I don't really have to, like, I'm just...
That was dope,
dude. I'm waiting... 11 more seconds.
Okay, and back to what you just said, dude, and we'll go back to the 11 seconds, because a lot of the panels, and it was a great
beautiful breakdown,
because there were certain panels that was at 49 seconds.
Yes.
The next panel was 49 seconds. The next panel was 49 seconds. Like, not even 1 second has gone by, and the Reverse Flash has just, like, DDT'd him,
rocked
powerbombed him. It's fucked up to see Batman get his ass kicked this fucking
bad. Like, he had no chance.
No,
12-year-old versus 24-year-old
idiot
fight right here. Just getting fucking knocked out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyways, Reverse Flash, you know, knocks him out. He takes the pin, and then he disappears. And then a couple seconds later, he returns, and he's fucked up. Like, he's in shock, literally in shock, starts to burn up, and he screams out, you know, I've seen God. And fucking disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to Batman. Batman's knocked out. The Flash shows up with fucking pizza in his hand.
Yeah.
And like, oh shit.
He's like, I was hoping I could stop the hockey fight before the guy died. And then it feels bad because he's like, there wasn't enough time. And right when he finishes his conversation, he's like, there wasn't enough time. And he sees his boy fucking out. Like,
out cold.
If I wouldn't have spent those few seconds grabbing this pizza, I could have saved my friend,
right?
You know, so
all this hurt.
Yeah, dude, go for it, man.
So this goes into the Flash
21,
and this picks up right where Batman 21 left off, and the Flash is trying to find what the fuck happened. Batman is recovering from his badly beating up. They begin to talk about what happened. Reverse Flash had spoken of seeing God before dying, which doesn't make sense to the Flash, because. You know, Reverse Flash was a scientist and not really a religious man. Yeah. And he used God with a capital G, Batman points out.
Trying to figure out. And Batman is racked up.
Yes.
Like, completely, like, after the ass whooping he got from Batman 21.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And where did Reverse Flash go, and what had what the power to kill him this way? What happened?
Yeah,
The button is gone, mm-hmm. and it doesn't come back with Reverse Flash when he came back and mm-hmm. died. The button has some kind of radiation that they can follow, and the Flash wants to follow it through the time, and is about to use this cosmic treadmill, which he fucked things up way back when with the Flashpoints.
Yeah.
Which is
a great story.
It's a great story.
Even the movie did a great job mm-hmm. of it. So if you guys can find Flashpoint movie, go for it.
This tool is he swore he'll never use.
Yeah.
But Batman is there to go with him, and he's like, "What the fuck? How'd you know I was gonna be here?" He's like, "Dude, I'm fucking Batman, bro."
Like, he's like, "You really think I would let you go alone? This is my case too, Barry."
Yeah. And then
Batman voice.
And then shit had they take the treadmill, they start fucking chugging on it. Looking like one of my kids trying to run. And the shit hits the fan. They are thrown back and forth in this time. But not Batman time. They finally when they get into it, he's like, "I've never seen this time
he's like
this before. Everything's fucked up."
Yeah. He's like, "This is a different dimension."
Right? And getting to this point A to point B.
And Flash is like,
"Dude, I don't know what the fuck."
He's like, "No, this is, it looks like it's time that's been stolen from us."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or that memories too. That they don't have anymore. Yeah.
So they get thrown back in time, but not, and Batman thinks, "Oh, this is the cave that I barely started fucking working.
Yeah.
We're back in time." But Flash is like, "No, bitch. We fucked up."
Yeah.
We fucked up big because his father's there.
As Batman.
And he has, I like him because he has guns everywhere on
yeah.
him.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to kill. He feels, "You took away my son with a gun, so fuck you. I'm going to stop
people." So Batman gets some time with his dad, hopefully in the next
issue.
Which
is dope, dude. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he's going to like the way his dad
The clash works. In ideals is going to be interesting.
Well, it's kind of like, Red Hood.
That's why I like how Joshua Williamson is going to be writing it, because he can write that darker family aspect, I guess, dude, which is going to be contradicting each other.
King's good at detective stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, Williams is really good at
darker
stuff. And so he can write anyways. Looks good. Next week, I believe, is the next Batman that comes out, I believe.
Cool, man. Next one I'm going to hit is going to be Thanos number 6. Jeff Lemire is the writer. Mike Diodato Jr. is the artist. Frank Martin's the inker. Starts off with Thanos spitting out some sick dialogue versus an army of prison soldiers. And then we see Thane, his son, Star Fox, Nebula, Trico, Slatterus, Death, plan their move by stealing the Phoenix Egg, which Thane, his son, wants to use to kill Thanos, who's right now already dying.
Mm-hmm. Does he know he's already dying?
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Okay.
So as soon as Thane is about to use it, Nebula is the one to turn and act out and shoot him. She's like, "You never told us about the plan. You never told us what was in this, why we broke into here or into this place." And she fucking shoots him straight up. Like,
shoots
him. We knew we couldn't trust you. Thane. Okay. So Thane, Thanos' son. And it's really cool, though, because I didn't catch it right off the bat. I should have known, because in order for the Phoenix to become reborn again, there must be a death. Like, you rise from the ashes type of deal. So she fucked up. So then it all goes back to the first page with Thanos and him now towering over a bunch of dead bodies. So this army he's like slaughtering, and he's getting his ass kicked. But it's really just dope to see him using his power to take out this army is killing him off little by little faster. So it sucks because I love the villains, dude. But we see him in an attempt that works and he finally escapes from this fucking facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a giant prison planet for the most part, dude. It ends up fucking blowing up. And as his journey continues, we see him accept his faith. And he knows, he's like, "Okay, I'm going to die." And he goes back to his home world, which is the Black Quadrant, which is his hood, his not where he grew up, but like the planet he controls with his own soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
But once he shows up, he sees all his army now slaughtered. Like, they went after him, dude. So we get a great panel where we see Thanos is back towards us, but he's facing towards Thane, and he's got like the Phoenix Force behind him. So his son, and this is what his son wanted, was to kill him. Initially, again, what I thought was going to be the case. Then we get some back and forth between the two with an interesting, the panels are dope, dude. Mike Diodato, is the way he draws is fucking gorgeous. And we see, like, to Thane blast him, and like you can see like fuck, and he gets shot like through the abdomen, like, and a blast coming out from behind him. So it's like, oh, okay, you are going to die now.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting though, because it looked like he was going to kill him, dude, and it just ends with Thane giving torture back to his dad. And he says, let him be the one who was cast aside. Let him scrounge for food in the gutters like a dog. Let him be powerless. Let Thanos, the mad titan, see what it is like to be nothing more than a mere mortal. So it looks like he used the Phoenix Force just to take away his powers. So now,
oh, shit.
As opposed to him, he was going to die. Now, Thanos just has no fucking powers. So it's going to be interesting. And again, a villain like that, granted, Thanos is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with him, dude. Last one I'm going to hit is going to be Book of the Week, dude. Venom number six, Mike Costas, the writer. Gerardo Sandoval is killing it, dude. Donald Sanchez Almara is anchor. Per issue ended with Eddie Brock on the case to stop Venom. And he was one of the original Venom. Actually, he was the original Venom. That's been a part of the anti-symbiotic task force to stop the Venom, this Venom character. But now is Lee Price, the guy who now is in charge, or is Venom now. And the Venom costume... They try to flee and once again are trailed by Spider-Man. Spider-Man jumped in last issue, who finally figures out that, fuck, this Venom is not Flash Thompson. So it's really cool, dude. Then we get some small interesting panels of Eddie Brock finding out that it's his original symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
His original costume. And he's kind of twisted. He goes, my darling. Like, a fucked up relationship. But, like, Eddie Brock is an asshole. Like,
he is a dick.
With this suit, like he's even a bigger dick, dude. So then it goes to the pages back to Venom and Spider-Man with the symbiote still having a struggle with Lee on not killing people. So now this symbiote, this Venom costume, has been rehabilitated, dude, by this point. And he keeps talking to Lee like, no more killing, we need good. And so it's good to see that aspect, like the costume is a character, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And this character is struggling, dude. So it's real cool because now we get the two are scrapping. And Eddie Brock finally shows up in a helicopter, starts unloading on fucking Venom. And Lee Price, dude. And these pages are just gorgeous, dude. I love, again, it's a dope title, dude. We get an interesting team of sorts with Eddie Brock and Spider-Man. And they decide to work together. We need to stop this fucking... You have the tools to do it, the sonic fucking beams that, you know, they... Eddie Brock knows how to fucking hurt fucking the Venom costume because he's known it so well, dude. So it was real cool. Venom, he starts to react and waking out. He's like, can't stay with you, Lee. Too much needless death. So again, the costume. Then we finally get to see the suit fight back to a certain degree. Going deep into Lee's psyche to find out how broken and hateful this fucking guy is.
Yeah.
And now we see, again, the kid, Lee Price is a kid, and this is all in his head. And we hear the dialogue is, I just didn't want them to hurt me anymore. This is Lee Price talking. I don't want to be alone, please. And the Venom symbiote is finally fighting back like, I know your dark secret now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it sucks for Lee, dude. Because now, what the fuck did he have to endure as a little kid? Which no kid should have to endure shit. So you kind of feel for that character. Although he's kind of a prick, too.
He is a dick, too.
We still get Lee threatening the symbiote, though. And the scenes of now Spider-Man talking about the suit. And the suit... So now their game plan is Spider-Man now confronting Venom. And he's like... The plan that Eddie Brock and him came up with were, all right, the suit trusts you, Spider-Man, so talk it down. Have it go back to you. And Spider-Man not... Every time Spider-Man, Peter Parker, has had the suit on before, it's made him a darker, bad person. So on the back of Peter Parker's mind, Spider-Man's mind is like, I don't know if I want to get too close to this because I know what damage it's done in my relationships, my personal life, whatever, dude. But now he's talking it down. That's part of the plan. Then we get some pretty sad scenes on top of that because of what the symbiote is going through now and feeling, like wanting to be a hero again. And him, the symbiote, knowing like Spider-Man is good.
Like Peter Parker
is good.
Like I read it too. He's like, I want, fucking Spider-Man's here.
He's jazzed, right?
Fuck yeah, fuck you, Lee. I'm going with that dude.
Yeah, he's the good guy. I want to be a good guy again.
Fucking double cross.
Sad. It's sad, dude.
Yeah.
And it was great to see, dude, but you wanted to be that hero again, dude. And again, the symbiote, after being rehabilitated now, coming back now and being turned on by someone he's admired and actually needs now, which is Spider-Man. Besides Flash Thompson, of course. So now, as the suit's leaving fucking Lee Price, about to go on Spider-Man. That's when they ambush him. Eddie Brock ambushes a symbiote. And it's a sad fucking panel, dude. Because now you can see the symbiote now rehabilitated. Nobody knows it's been rehabilitated. Feeling so fucking betrayed now, dude.
Yeah, you can't fuck Spider-Man because he did not know that this Venom suit is good.
It's rehabilitated.
And it's fucked up because it's like a double cross.
Big time, yeah.
And then I don't know how the Syndicate's going to actually react. Or when he eventually when he gets free.
Well, even though he's like, the symbiote even says this is a dialogue. No, yeah. I hate you. Why do this? I hate you because of the betrayal. And you're right. How is he going to be now?
With Brock.
Fuck. Right? Exactly. And the aftermath, we see Lee getting arrested and now Eddie Brock. And he's like, I couldn't be there when it got betrayed or it might not trust me. It was a straight up setup.
Fucking from setup, Brock. Dude.
And he's the last person you guys need with this fucking
suit
symbiote. Yeah, dude. Especially now, like you said, great point. Is the symbiote suit on a Spider-Man rehabilitated would have been like, okay, now we're gonna have a dope Venom. Now it's gonna be like, fuck, like I hate you all over again. So again, Book of the Week, dude, that could also possibly be cover because it says we're back, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Yeah, dude, so it was Book of the Week, dude. I love the fuck out of it, dude. All right, man, let's end it there, dude. You guys can go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Guys, thanks for being patient with us. It's great to be on the mics again. Looks like you had a good time.
It was fun, dude. It was much needed.
Yeah.
And recharge and let it all out. It's good stuff, man.
I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you.
You didn't have to, man, Dan. And it was just good, man. The flow was just there, man. So I missed you, man. I really fucking missed you, dude. I love the fuck out of Pablo, but wow, dude.
Good times.
All right, man. Yeah, you guys can kind of catch my boy Adam.
You catch me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. What did I say? Instagram twice? Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts, guys. Rate us, and we will catch you guys next week.
Peace out.